AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tim Walz accepts the Democratic nomination for vice president, delivering a rousing speech at the convention in Chicago last night.
Thank you, first of all, to Vice President Harris. Thanks for putting your trust in me and for inviting me to be part of this incredible campaign.
Walz also thanked Joe Biden, who stepped aside so Kamala Harris could run. Harris delivers her speech on the final night in Chicago tonight. Donald Trump speaking at his first outdoor rally since last month's attempted assassination. He and running mate J.D. Vance were both behind bulletproof glass in North Carolina. Today, Trump talks immigration at Arizona's border with Mexico. Both of Canada's major freight railroads have come to a full stop today because of a contract dispute with a union representing conductors, engineers, and dispatchers. 10,000 employees in all rail traffic in Canada and shipments crossing into the U.S. halted. This is ABC News. Millions of Americans across the southern part of the country blanketed by dangerous heat. Phoenix closing in on 90 straight days of triple-digit weather. Family of the girl who nodded off during a school trip to a courtroom and then was threatened by a judge is now suing. ABC's Allison Kosick.
Judge Kenneth King first berated Eva Goodman for falling asleep.
One thing you'll learn about my courtroom is that I am not a toy. I am not to be played with.
Then had her handcuffed, put her into a jail uniform, and threatened to put her in a juvenile detention center. Eva's mother says her daughter was likely tired because their family does not have a permanent home.
It's hard for her to sleep at night.
King was removed from the bench until he completes training, and Wayne State University dropped him as a part-time faculty member.
And a mystery in the skies over Virginia, a black smoke ring spotted hovering over Williamsburg. Experts think it might have been pyrotechnics or possibly smoke from a factory. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at wiss.fm.
The Crew lose in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers let a 6-4 lead slip away, heading into the bottom of the ninth. The Cardinals tied things up, and in the 10th, Nolan Arenado delivered a walk-off home run to give the Cardinals a 10-6 victory over the Brewers. Manager Pat Murphy.
We had many chances to add on more runs and didn't, but credit goes to the Cardinals. You know, they're scrapping and playing hard and got some timely hits.
NFL Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing, says he suffered a neck stinger in last week's joint practice against the Broncos. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
They're a lot different. Some are a lot common. I think a lot of guys reference getting a stinger at some point. I've had stingers in the past before the incident last year. Certain things happen. Some are more severe than others. You know, you kind of look at it differently. But like I said, we're going to give opinions back, see all the information before we make any like statements that are untrue.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Pre-Diabetes Awareness Partners.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Join us on our next show for the last day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, live with Trick V. Olsen and more. It's going to be a party. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Thursday morning. Some of the other things today, eat a peach day. I'm not a peach guy.
Oh, yeah. No.
Are
you? Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Not a peach guy.
Yeah. All right. But did your mom cut up peaches for you and then put a little cream in?
No. Okay. Daffodil day, plant.
Daffodils are cool. This is like a, back to my mom, this daffodil.
What is plant milk? Plant milk?
Is that that caterpillar stuff?
Oh, like almond milk.
No,
oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Pass.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's golf month. Okay. Birthdays, James Corden, 46. Kristen Wiig, who I really like, 51. Tori Amos, 61. Colin Ray, 64. And Bill Parcells, 83.
Only person I know on that list is Bill Parcells.
Oh, okay.
But we want to get that. We got some great guests we want to get to. But I just want to plug for our sponsor this part. That Pella?
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
They are like my favorite. And you guys, I've got them in my house. Love them. I live in an old neighborhood, right? So we spend a little bit more on, we have to spend more. We have to spend more on like our doors and windows because we need to have that look that we're investing in history.
And you're uppity. Let's be honest. Let's cut to the chase. Come on.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're great, and they do all these designs. Well, didn't you just get a Pella window? A door?
Get an estimate, yeah.
Get an estimate. So they come in, they bring the tablet, they different designs they show you. This is different colors, different sketches on different things you can get for the glass and different types. They had a million different products there, and
can't go wrong.
Nope, it's great. We love them, and they're also when we have to close our windows because the city is so loud. This city has got
loudest city I've ever been in my life.
Most noise pollution. It's unbelievable how we don't crack down on that, and that's as much breaking the law as littering. When it's like a guy driving past your house and throwing a bag of garbage on the front lawn. It's against the law what they're doing. They know it's against the law, and the city of Green Bay does nothing for noise pollution. But that's why I have Pella windows because it keeps my house super quiet.
It might be the neighborhood.
Yeah, I think it is. You got to move. Mike Game is here along with Lisa Mitchell from Bosses and Lovely Cigars. Lisa, let's talk about what's going on later today.
All right. Well, John will be joining us too.
Yes.
So we have two events tonight. One is a lovely cigar event, which I'll get back to in a second.
Yeah. And it's Farmers Market Day in DePere.
Yes. So it's going to be at the DePere Farmers Market, which we're always a part of, tonight. The market is from 3 to 8. We're having a local author book signing from 4 to 7. And we have 6 local authors joining us. And
really?
There's 22 of their books that will be there.
Awesome.
So some authors have written multiple books. So John will be joining us to sign his book, 50 Strong.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And we also, I know you talked to Tony Walter a few weeks ago. We were supposed to have this book signing a few weeks ago, but it got canceled from the rain. So,
which didn't really rain, did it?
Yeah, I know. It was really disappointing.
Somebody got a little nervous and called it too early.
Well.
Yeah.
So then Tony Walter will be there with his books. He has three books, Baptism by Football, The Packers, My Dad and Me, and Ice Bowl. So he'll be there with those three books. And then we have Warren Gerds, who you have had on the show also.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, oh gosh, really quick, I'm going to just like read his titles really fast because he has so many books and he loves writing. Golden Tales of a Newsman, he's won a big award for. A Friendly Tree, which is a kid's book. Lost Legend of Taylor Rapids, Nicholas and Olive, 3 Miles Past Lost, In the Pickers, I Fell Out of a Tree in Fresno, Venues of Northeast Wisconsin, Real Honest with a Great Lakes Captain, and My Father Lives in a Drawer. Those are books.
Neither.
Okay. And then Peter and Tracy Flukey, who are regulars on
great
the show.
Great friends of
ours. Coast to Coast on a Tandem and Bicycling Historic Route 66. They have those two books. And then also, Joe Vertigan wrote a book called The Reformatory, which is about the prison down the road.
He's written great books.
He's been on the show, too.
Okay, yeah. And he's also written a lot of racing books, real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Life in the Past Lane, Next Generation, Wisconsin International Raceway, The Bird and the Bear, Racing in the 906, and 5-10-32. Those are all of his books.
Yeah.
So that's 22 books that'll be there.
Awesome.
And, yeah.
What great people you're having on. I mean, I just love the, you know, Mike, we talk about Green Bay being a little bit sports town, but boy, we have some talent here in the arts, you know, writing, music, and we try to feature some of that too.
And that's just, she's just scratching the surface of how many she could have.
But that's pretty cool that they're all six of those other people are local. And I think a lot of people know the people you just mentioned from a different, but to talk about these books, man, you got to have a cigar.
That's right. And that's our other local event with Lovely Cigar. I'll let you guys talk to Mike about that.
Wait a minute. I got to ask you a quick question though. Your family, of course, in the cigar business for how many years? 100?
Well, Bosses has been in business for 126 years.
126.
And we've been selling cigars the whole time.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Did you ever smoke?
I've smoked cigars.
Okay.
I mean, just at special events mostly. And
Because Jim was at, Mike, you're the authority here. How do you smoke a cigar the right way? Jim was asking that.
Well, you're not supposed to inhale, so that's the biggest thing. So, I mean, you just want to enjoy the cigar, you want to enjoy the smoke, you want to kind of roll it around in your mouth, you know, puff it in, and then blow it out.
So, do you light it without the match, like touching it, like, or is that just to show off?
So you just got to be careful not to, like, burn the crap out of the end of it, because then that can ruin the flavor. So the whole thing is it's really flavor dependent when you're smoking a cigar. It's not just about smoking, it's about enjoying the flavor, the nuance. And if you burn the crap out of it with the torch, you know, or something like that, and really overburn it, then you can kind of ruin that flavor and ruin
the
whole
profile.
Oh,
no, when you light it, like you have the lighter and then it's like an inch away from the cigar, and then you start, you know, like inhaling it.
You
and then it
kind of gently light.
That's the way I think.
Because some of those guys have almost like a torch.
Oh yeah.
I've seen what they Okay.
But if you put it right up to it, it'll turn all black or all around the edges, and that's going to kind of ruin the flavors.
Did not know that.
Can you put it out? Do people do that and then start it again?
I mean, not really. people do that, but you're not supposed to.
I didn't know if that was a thing. You wouldn't do that with a cigarette, but I thought cigars, they kind of did that.
Well, I mean, it's as you're burning the cigar, the oils and everything, you know, you should have kind of transitions throughout the cigar, so it'll be an experience while you're smoking it. So if you let that go out and those oils get cold and then you relight it, it's going to have kind of that acrid flavor coming
back. So you
would
suggest that.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm
learning how to smoke a cigar. I will join you at one of your.
We'd love that.
Your mission statement. I was reading about you that, like, cigars, and you sell cigars at Lovely, but that's secondary. I mean, your focus is getting people to talk and.
Well, that's what the whole community is really about, you know. And then it's one of the only places left in the world, I think, where you can have like the janitor next to the doctor next to the judge,
right?
And we all talk about the same things. We're all level playing field. It doesn't matter who you are. It's really an experience.
I just want to say Al's Hamburger does that. If they had the homeless guy,
judge.
Yeah,
that's true.
I used to go in there, we got the mayor, the judge, and the homeless guy. But
and be lawyers all the time.
But I think that's really, and where do people do, you suggest they do it at home, or do you have a venue where people can come and chill?
So, well, I mean, Bosses tonight, that would be the perfect place to come. Last time we did it, we had a whole bunch of people just hanging out, smoking cigars, talking.
A shop downtown in De Pere, Mike?
I do not.
Okay.
I used to be part of Prohibition downtown here. I started that, I don't know, 16 years ago when it was Titletown Tobacco.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
So the name Lovely Cigars. Now, normally you think cigars, macho guys, whatever. How did you come up with that name?
So, like I said, when I started the cigar shop a long time ago, I would go to like Ralph's Antiques. I'd go to all these different places. Oh. And actually in Ralph's Antiques, I found all these old cigar boxes. And I had no idea that there was like this big history of Green Bay cigar manufacturing. And I opened up this box and inside of it, it had these like two little cherubs and it just all this gold leaf print. And it was just really beautiful. And I looked at it, it said Green Bay, Wisconsin. And then I actually went to the museum in town here and they have a little display that talks about the history of cigar making. It was like one of the biggest cigar manufacturing places in the country. Here in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
I didn't know that.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I think that'd be North Carolina or someplace.
Yeah, because where the tobacco farms are.
All the boats would come into Green Bay, and rather than going down to Milwaukee, Chicago, they'd stop here. They'd drop off the product. They'd save a couple days, you know, travel, and they'd go back out to sea. So that was one of the big areas.
An unpublicized aspect of the history of Green Bay.
We rolled cigars here. And,
There was the 162nd Rollers Union, which was at one point the largest cigar rollers union in the country was here. It's a really cool history. There's actually a book called Once a Cigar Maker. I was just talking to Lisa about this right before we came on. And it talks extensively about the history of Green Bay and people used to travel, roll cigars. And there's even at one point, it's considered probably the first documented maternity leave ever. So what happened was this one woman was a cigar roller and every summer, she would get like 2 months paid leave for being sick, you know, because she kept having kids. So it's like kind of considered the first ever paid maternity leave.
Why don't we know this?
That's a good question. I know a little bit about the history. I missed that chapter.
People don't want to talk about smoke and things like that.
But cigars, Americana, at least, did you know about? I mean, is that how your family got involved?
Well,
what's the history of your family? I would love to know.
Well, I mean,
someone needs to write a book on your family's history. Seriously.
We could write a book on bosses.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what I mean.
I know. So, yeah, my grandfather took over the business in 1943. He had worked there for quite a while before that for Joe Boss, and he took over the business in 1943.
Oh, that was the name?
Yeah. So
and there's a person's name? Like I just Joe assumed Boss. It was yeah. like, you know.
Bosses.
Yeah.
We thought we had a little more Italian mafia here.
Yeah.
Darn.
Joe Boss was the original owner. So my grandfather took it over from him, my father from him. And then my husband and I and our daughter, she's fourth generation. So.
Wow.
Right.
That's amazing. That's outstanding.
I want to get to this cigar, your promotion and what your mission is. But you sell cigars, and I want to know, were you, I think I met you over at Prohibition, didn't I? And you had that.
You were mayor for like ever. So, I mean, I definitely met you.
But the pricing on cigars.
He still thinks he is.
the pricing on cigars is quite a range.
Yeah, I mean, there's really high-end stuff, and there's really low-end stuff, and a lot of it depends on the type of tobacco or long filler versus short filler. But yeah, there's definitely a range.
Is Cuban still considered the whatever
or
is that kind of like
a brand?
They're just hard
like,
to get.
Like Coors used to be, oh my God, we got to go west of the Mississippi to get a Coors. Is that the same way with Cohibas?
The real high-end stuff is like that, but you know the other stuff, there's just not enough production control and things like that. They're turning them out too fast, so I think there's better quality in other places.
He's got the right music. I saw these guys when I was in high school, Brownsville Station. Oh, yeah.
1974?
That's when I was there.
We'll get us into a quick break. Back with Lisa and Mike Game right after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hi, it's Jim Schmidt and John Minel from Minel and the Mayor.
Join us live on location Tuesday morning, August 27th from 6 to 9. We'll broadcast from Simple Life Hospitality's Green and Gold Party House across from Lambeau Field. Even the Packer Band will be there.
Can't make it in the morning? Swing by their open house from noon till 6. Enjoy snacks, sign up for prizes, and take a tour.
Love what you see? Well, then be the first to book the house for your Green and Gold Bash before somebody else grabs it. That's Tuesday morning, August 27th, live from 6 to 9.
See you there.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Did you write this song?
We did this, though.
You did. You're a little hoodlum.
You run
Collie Boys.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah. Hey, we're with Mike Game and Lisa Mitchell from Bosses and Lovely Cigars, and we've got an event again tonight. Lisa, can we pub that one more time?
Sure, and also the Lovely Cigar event will be from 4 to 8 p.m. tonight. Mike and Keith and Dylan, I'll be there.
Keith's going to be there. Dylan's coming tonight.
All right.
Keith always, what's his problem, huh?
He's usually you guys there. Off. He's usually there.
I don't know who Keith is. I'm just honest.
No, but yeah, you guys stop by and... Mike and Dylan will teach you about cigars.
Awesome.
And they're going to have some specials. He can tell you about some specials that they have or prize drawings.
Yeah, we do different raffles. We do usually like a buy four, get one free kind of a deal. So we'll be doing that tonight. Our big thing is always supporting the people that support us. So Lisa, actually, before we even started this, I found an old Green Bay Press Gazette article that talked about, the original brand owner and selling to Bosses and all that. So they were actually the first store to say, yeah, we'll take you guys on. We'll buy your cigars when you start bringing them out. So
I think that's cool. I was reading a little bit about Dylan, your partner, what he talks about. And I said this to you before you came on the air, is that I think it's really neat how the cigar is secondary to what your mission is. And then he talks about how he got into the cigar culture. And he sees that as just sharing more discussion, and that he doesn't want the cigar to be the subject of the discussion.
It's the common things that brings it together.
The topic of discussion, he just wants the cigar to be secondary to people.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's you're not going to sit there and just everybody just sit and talk about cigars and tobacco the whole time. You have to find common interests, people that you like being around and spending time with. And that's really what it ends up being about mostly.
Outstanding. And Lisa, one more time, big book signing tonight.
Yes. Local author book signing with John Mino, Tony Walter, Warren Gerds, Peter and Tracy Flukey, and Joe Vertigan from 4 to 7
all o'clock. All great friends of mine. Yeah. Isn't that funny how we all wrote books, but we're all just... Joe started out as my intern at the TV station years ago.
Yeah.
And he talked about how lazy I was. We would watch TV. We'd watch China
Imagine
Beach.
That, whatever.
It would be like 9... And Joe's, one of his main things... He'll tell the story. One of his main things was running and getting food. One of my favorite places was Hanson's. Remember Hanson's?
Oh, yes.
Love their subs and stuff.
Yeah. I used to get their egg salad subs.
That's
my favorite.
Egg salad is so underrated.
It was
Where
amazing.
Can you buy an egg salad sandwich these days? You can't.
Nowhere.
Mm-hmm. I loved egg salad sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, so he'd go get us our food. We'd watch China Beach, as you said, and about 9:15, the deadline was 9:30 to get all of your stuff in. 9:15, we'd throw everything together in like 15 minutes. Yeah.
So you're going to be selling cigars too tonight?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have a tent outside right all around the farmer's market. It's a great atmosphere. It's a lot of fun.
DePere downtown.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
With cigars, though, is there more to it? You have to get those little clippers?
I mean, you can. I mean, you can take it as far as you want to, right? So a lot of times people do pinch off the end, or they can buy a $150 cutter. It really depends on what you want to do and what you...
Which end do you cut when you have a cutter?
Well, so they put a cap on the end. So if you look at it right here.
Okay.
So you put a cap on the end to keep it from unraveling. So you just snip off just a tiny little bit so it opens up the cigar.
Ah.
And that otherwise you wouldn't really be able to smoke it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's going to teach me how to smoke cigars.
You know what? I am a kind of a cigar aficionado. When we were in high school, we smoked Swisher Sweets.
Yeah. That's
Remember
high
Swisher
end.
Sweets?
Is that the tip on
yeah.
that? We did too.
But we were talking. Both of us had people. My dad and my brother both smoked pipes.
Pipes. Mm-hmm.
And if you open up a thing of cherry blend, it will bring me back to about 1967. And you can't believe.
I was reading an article about someone, one of your friends, that was talking about how it brings him back to his grandfather's time.
Yeah.
And I think, we talk about music and bring you back to time. Food can bring you back to a time. And those were better
times.
I think, although these are going to be the good old days, 20 years from now, too. But it just, I think that's really cool how a cigar can do that, and that if it's the smell or just seeing your dad with a cigar.
Well, also, we talked about pipes. We mentioned that during the break. You said some of those are really valuable now.
Yeah, pipes. They have extremely expensive pipes. You guys sell pipes still?
Do you?
Pipe smoking is very popular. We sell a lot of pipes and pipe tobacco. Very aromatic, really? Pleasant smelling. And I have a lot of people that come in the store and just the aroma of the pipe tobacco mixed with the newsprint. It's a unique smell. And they just say it brings them back to memories of their father.
I swear I'm not going to mention this ever again, Lisa.
Okay.
But your downtown store, even when I walked past it the other day, it's almost like I wanted to stop in. I want to just go inside the door. That place was magical with first smell when you walk in there. And another, again, this, I'm not going to harp on this, but you just brought me a couple of magazines, World at War, Rock and Gym. My favorite thing was coming in there on a Saturday morning or a Sunday, buying a New York Times or whatever newspaper that you couldn't get anywhere else, and perusing your magazine racks. Nobody has ever had magazine racks like you had. Right. I mean, I've traveled all around the country, and when I was with Green Bay Basketball, every Saturday morning I'd go to like a bookstore. That was my thing. Have a cup of coffee and look at books. No one had magazines like you. And you still, I mean, you got here, Rock and Gem Magazine, Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Where else are you going to find a rock Hunter's magazine?
And I was going to say, people are going to wonder why I brought Rock and Gem. It's because of that article right on the front
Exploring
page.
Exploring Copper Country in Upper Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then she brought me Entrepreneur, and the article is How to Unlock Your First $1 Million.
Well, you've already done that.
So you won't be working here much longer after that.
Oh, look what they brought, Todd. Elvis, 68 comeback special. That's so cool. So cool.
This is awesome what you're doing, and I think it's not unique, but it is because of the times we live in. You know what I mean? And we need places like yours to
keep surviving.
To keep people grounded too. You know, everybody all is high tech, mm-hmm. and this and that, and to sit down and have a cigar and just talk to friends.
And where else do you meet people and actually experience each other? But not
also,
digitally.
For a local author like myself, not trying to assume, but for myself, having a place to go with other local authors, because trust me, it's not a great thing. I mean, it's so much work. It's unbelievable. Even right now, I spend at least 4 hours a day on the book I'm writing.
Sure.
There's so much to it people don't understand, and there's not a lot of money in it. Trust me. If you get paid by the hour, maybe it'd be 5 cents an hour, if not even that. I mean, there's basically no reward monetarily wise.
Yeah.
It's just you just want to do it. You know what I mean? And for you to bring everybody of all of us together, Lisa, is such a great thing. We would have no other venue other than you guys.
Yeah. So we love to support the local authors and Mike and Dylan and Keith with their local cigar. We just really, it's important to us, the history of Lovely Cigar and the fact that they're local. It just means a lot to us. And
It means a lot to us that you do that.
Thanks.
It does. I think that's the fabric of Green Bay. We cannot lose what we have here. And I've got an event you guys need to come to, but it's just the bye week this year is November 9th. The Northland Hotel is celebrating their 100th anniversary, and it's going to be cool, and we're going to feature businesses who were there when they were there in 1924. You guys were actually there before that.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It's just very cool. And I don't know if they let you smoke in there, but if they do, they'll bring you lovely cigars.
I know that. Did you move the old book shelves or the cigar shelves? Did you move them to your new store?
The antique ones we have there.
Okay.
And we have some of the others we used to have.
Because those antique ones must be original, huh? I mean, they're gorgeous. Really? I loved those. Yep. I love those shelves.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the cabinets and everything. The cabinets. Those are all originally out there. Yeah. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. If you ever get rid of them, could I buy them from you?
We won't get rid of them. But if we do.
I got a lot of money.
You're the first on the list.
Yeah,
you're the first
book
on
selling,
the list.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think we should give him this.
I'm a worldwide author.
He needs this article a lot more than I do.
How to make money. Lisa, we will see you today one more time. Where, when?
Okay, Bosses, 107 South Broadway, downtown DePere at the DePere Farmers Market. The market's from 3 to 8. The book signing is from 4 to 7. The cigar event is from 4 to 8. There's live music, food trucks. It's fun. Just come on out. And
a beautiful night.
Beautiful night.
Right. See you there. Thank you so much for hosting us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. This was really great.
Appreciate you guys having us on.
Quick break. Back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Farm Rescue, a nonprofit organization that provides free planting, haying, harvesting, commodity hauling, and livestock feeding assistance to farm families who have experienced a major illness, injury, or even natural disaster, has officially added Wisconsin to its growing list of service states. Dan Erdman, Marketing Program Manager at Farm Rescue, shares how they've gotten to this point to be able to expand since their inception in 2005.
We do work all across the Midwest. Like I said, it's nine states. And early on, it was immediately apparent that, you know, this is not an isolated need. There are families dealing with unexpected injuries, illnesses, or natural disasters across the country. You know, so when we have the resources available and volunteers and funding to expand our mission, that's always been a major goal. And Wisconsin is another great, you know, agriculturally driven state. It works well within our current geographical footprint. And, you know, we're just honored to have the opportunity to offer our services to Wisconsin farm families in crisis.
I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Here comes Labor Day weekend, that last gasp of summer. For me, it's time to amp up the grilling experience. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage, located at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrunner Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7. Saturdays, 9 until 1. And open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online, BavariaSausage.com. Don't forget, check out their Facebook page as well, and know that they are working on a fantastic new website they should unveil pretty soon. Tell you what, in Wisconsin, we grill year-round, and now with the football season on the horizon, you want to make sure that you're changing up your flavors on that grill from time to time. How about taking a look at the new Cajun Brat available at Bavaria Sausage? Don't forget, we've got the tried and true Red Lager Brat. Whatever flavor you're looking for, Bavaria Sausage has something you're going to like. Again, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1, and always open at BavariaSausage.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. Cedar Crest Ice Cream, headquartered in Cedarburg, Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation have teamed up again to present the Cedar Crest Ice Cream 4-H Flavor Creation Contest for Wisconsin 4-H Clubs. All Wisconsin 4-H Clubs are eligible to submit their idea for a new ice cream flavor, along with a flavor description and interesting flavor name. Contest entries are going to be accepted starting September 1st and will be accepted through November 15th. Five finalists will be selected by a panel of Cedar Crest ice cream flavor experts, and one flavor will be awarded top honors and receive a $500 gift. The winning flavor will make its debut in parlors in the summer of 2025. All five finalists will receive an ice cream party for their 4-H club as well. Find this as well as other agribusiness news stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
People ask us all the time what's different about Addison Jones Real Estate. Simply put, we care. Another award-winning year as the area's number one choice for local real estate professionals. You need a local real estate sales team that can rally behind you and ensure your home sale is handled with care so it can sell quickly and for the best possible price. At Addison Jones, we have helped over 30,000 buyers and sellers with their properties. Visit AddisonJones.com for a better real estate experience.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.com. From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're here with one of our favorites. Every other week, we get to have Kristen Ambos in-house Point Mortgage Company. And all of us, either now or in the future, will be dealing in real estate, right? You're going to sell your house, something, and you're on top of the mortgage part of it, which...
Yes, trying to be, right? Trying to stay on it, yeah.
Very few people are really paying cash these days, so it's mortgage. I wanted to ask you, you know, knowing you were coming in today, we read every morning about interest rates coming down, and I don't know if it's because it's political season. You know, you see that they're going to not tax tips. They're doing stuff for the little guy now because it's election time.
No, I never knew that tips were taxed.
Oh, yeah.
How would they know? Why wouldn't you just say...
Well, it's on the credit card, and they do... Look, if somebody's paying you, and I don't know if you're allowed... you're allowed to pay someone like $4, $5 an hour knowing that tips is going to make up the rest of it.
I mean, do you have to claim tips? I mean, if it's cash, I would lie.
Yeah, but...
I was a waitress for many years. Yeah, it was all cash then, but now it's all on card receipt. So it's all reported.
All on card receipt. The other thing if you say you made, $8,000 and everybody else made $28,000, they're going to come looking at you. Yeah. I mean, you got to get the whole team on board.
Yeah.
But I would never do something like that.
No, okay. Not anymore.
Did you?
Anyway,
did you claim him? Where were you a waitress?
Do you remember Purcell's?
Sure.
Yes.
Purcell's.
By the airport.
Yep.
Remember Franco's used to do those commercials? When I was at the other radio station. Todd, you were probably there. Frank would come in and cut in.
QLH. Yes.
Purcell's down across from the airport.
Yes, I cocktailed there for years.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, you had a good clientele there.
I did.
A business guy coming in.
Yeah.
How many times did you get hit on?
All right. Well, we're going to go talk about Point Mortgage Company.
Can't keep up with this one.
We'll get to you. So tell me from your perspective. I mean, houses, but you can't do it without a mortgage. You just, right?
And most people can't. Right. Yeah. No. The reality is most people can't. You still have your one-offs, but most people right now have a mortgage.
Okay. What was the thing though? I had a guy that did this. I worked with him and his wife. They had some kind of a thing where it's like, gonna buy a house, stay in it for X number of years, sell that house, X number of years, sell that house.
House hacking.
And your next house is free, basically, right?
House hacking, yeah.
How did that work?
Yes.
And does that still go on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. And it's one thing, like, when I'm talking to clients, especially when they're in their maybe early to younger 20s or, they're starting to talk about, I want to be an investor, where do I start? I've got a client right now that I really love, and we just started working this with him. So bought a house. He's going to live it. So you can also play the mortgage loan program game. Okay. So he's a first time home buyer, bought the house conventionally with 3% down because he could qualify for that program. He is completely, if you will, gutting it, redoing it.
Okay.
He's going to live there for 2 years. Then he's going to turn around. He's going to rent it. And then he's going to buy probably a 2-unit using FHA, because with FHA, you can buy a 2-unit with 3.5% down as long as you live in it.
Then so there's almost there. Like a formula here.
Yeah, you live in there for a year or two, then you turn around and you buy another one and you buy another one, and as long as you are willing to owner-occupy. So typically any age can do it, but typically it's your younger people who don't mind moving every year or 2 years to do it. But it's absolutely possible.
And that real estate thing is a get-rich-slow game.
Absolutely.
But it does work. I mean, I was 18 when I bought my first house. I was senior high school.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You bought a house when you were 18?
I was 23 and I thought I was young. That's impressive.
Oh my gosh. Where?
Yeah.
Two Rivers.
Holy
cow. It was $11,500.
$11,000?
$500,000 too. I sort of say it was
$11,500.
I've got a 19-year-old right now buying his first house.
And you know what? Wow. And that's the way you do it. And actually, it did. I didn't have the strategy he did. I had my friend of mine from high school was living with his girlfriend. His parents kind of kicked him out. He lived there. I think his rent was $200. I think my payment was $108.
Probably.
How much did you sell it for?
I sold it when I bought another building. I don't know, 60.
Bought it for 11 and sold it for 60? 60?
Yeah, but it was a couple of years late. It was a lot of years late. I just rented it out. And there's income that you make in. You make a couple $1,000s.
Right.
You can use it. But anyway, that is a strategy that you are willing to work with clients on.
Right, absolutely. I did it myself in a way where my first house I bought, I paid $84, sold it for $130, I think.
Wow.
Then I took that, rolled it into the next house, lived there for 2 years, made some equity on that one, then did it again. I do have rental properties, but those ones where it was myself, it was more so buying them right, living in them for a couple of years, and then turning around. And then that way I had a really nice down payment on my forever home.
Sure.
Right. So that's something people can do. The other thing people want to do is get me into the house I want to live in.
Yeah.
and I want to pay it off.
Yep.
So, you know, is it a 30-year and you pay it off early, you make an extra $100 a month, or is it a 15-year and one extra payment a year? Right. I mean, you hear all these things that I don't know what works.
So one of the best things that works, and you can use, a lot of people want to do the biweekly payments, which you can absolutely do, but a lot of lenders charge for that biweekly payment because it's an extra transaction fee for them. So here's what I tell you to get around that, and I do it myself, is... Let's say your principal and interest payment's $1,200 a month. Just keep it easy.
Yeah.
Make $100 a month extra payment every time you do it to the principal. And in most cases, you'll pay that loan off in 23 and a half years. And depending on your loan amount, it's typically between like $30,000 and $50,000 of interest that you'll save.
Think about that. And that's not impossible to cough up $100.
No.
I mean, it's hard, but it's not impossible.
But I say a lot of times it's just if you go out for tacos and a beer, it's...
Got a question here from a texter.
Home one night a week. Yeah.
Does anybody buy a home and let the current owners rent it?
Let the current owners rent it.
What is that? Yeah, exactly. What do
well,
you mean?
Just you buy.
Kathy texted in. Does anyone buy a house and let the current owners rent it? That was her question.
Okay.
I see. So somebody wants to get rid of their mortgage, but they don't want to leave the house.
Right.
And just rent it.
Oh, sure.
Ah, yeah. Very interesting.
To me personally,
they're going to lose the house and they need a bank and you're willing to invest and make a little bit of money and acquire the house.
Yeah. Speaking as an investor, if I went into it and the home was in great condition and that was the case, but they wanted to stay there. Now, obviously, the rent would probably go up given today's market rate.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times rates, if you bought it a few years ago at 3 or 4%, now they're higher. But as long as you're willing to stay there as an investor and sign a lease with me, I'd probably look into it. Why not?
Okay, so we've got this figured out. Todd came up with this.
Yeah.
I've only got 6 to 8 years left to live. Okay. Could I still get like a 30-year mortgage?
You can. Okay. I cannot discriminate against you.
Can I get like a 40-year mortgage?
There's no such thing.
Yeah.
I thought there was.
It's loan modifications. Okay. But you can't, like, there's not a 30-year that you can quote out. But
Johnny,
yes, you can.
Buys a house.
Yep. Yeah.
30-year mortgage,
yes.
And she's on the clock, 6.5.
6 to 8.
6 to 8 years is what we're looking at. What happens when he dies?
So if you're in a standard conventional mortgage.
30-year fixed.
Yep. So your heirs or whomever you leave the home to would have first rights to it. As long as they're paying for it, the lender isn't typically going to come after you. However, when they find out that you're no longer around.
Yeah.
This is such
a... I plan just leaving the keys on the table.
Just,
see ya!
Tear up.
This used to be a hard conversation to have, but the more I talk to older people, they are so set. They've got themselves set up. They're so comfortable with talking about no longer being
on
Earth.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
That it actually ends up being easy, and they make it easier for me. So, assuming that somebody like you is totally okay with it, like, hey, I'm going to leave the keys on the table for my kids and they can handle it, they would hire a real estate agent and pay the house off.
Okay.
So they would sell it, they get the proceeds and whatever was left on the loan balance and would be paid off because it's recorded at the courthouse, right? So it's a lien against the property. So the lien will always get paid first before you get clear title.
However, I was reading an article and I got to find it yesterday, but that's not the same case with credit cards. Credit cards companies, instead of chasing it, it's just cheaper to just write it off. So
really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna load up my credit card.
Yeah.
We got 6 years, man. Don't do it now. You're paying too much interest.
Good point.
So,
good point.
Hey, what's the most popular loan package?
My last month, though, when they see you got a month. Look out, people.
Where's John? He's in Hawaii. Yeah. So, what's the most popular loan package that a second time, not first time. There's a lot of first time buyer programs, and I think a lot of people know.
Oh, but wait. Before you finish, I want to ask one. I had this in mind for when she comes in.
Right.
Somebody, is it Harris? Kamala?
Yeah.
I can never
the 25 grand?
Yeah. What do you think about that? $25,000 for first
time. The presidential candidate. Right now, this is a great time to be an American because right now, everybody's doing stuff for the little guy, right?
I mean,
real estate has become a big topic.
And she's proposing $25,000. They will help you with your down payment.
Sure. So here's what happens when you're in a market like this, and it's more so because the inventory isn't there, right? So you can, and they did this back, do you remember the $7,500 grant about 16 years ago, I'm dating myself.
I
do.
Okay.
There was a $7,500 grant that they could get. So it's similar to that.
Right.
And basically, if you purchase the home, so it depends on how it's done. Because at that point, it started where they got the $7,500 grant, but then they got a 1099 for it at the end of the year. Then they got taxed on it.
Okay.
So it depends. Now, if they get taxed on that $25,000, can they afford the taxes on it? Mm-hmm. If it's a true grant with no repercussions at all, that could be huge for people who are struggling to come up with, you know, down payment, closing costs. And then now with the NAR lawsuit, there may be a buyer's agency fee that the buyer has to pay for if the seller's not willing to compensate. That's a whole nother realm. Talk to Ben and Deanna about that. That's more their boat than it is mine.
They've always been paying it. Now it's just more transparent.
Correct. So. Exactly. So, and then with that being said, if it's truly a grant and it's completely paid back, great. Now what happens though is, and this is just like me playing the devil's advocate as well, since the inventory is so low, now you're going to flood the market again with buyers. Now that's just going to drive the price back up.
Okay.
So now your $25,000 is just going into a seller's pocket.
Wow.
So you got to look at both sides of it. There's really good sides, but on the other side of it, who's really gaining from that?
And the answer to, and it's really something more for Ben and Deanna, but it's the supply and demand. That's
it's
all
completely
it is. It was 20
supply
years
and demand.
Ago, they started messing that up, and then they're not taking the risk anymore. And there's a lot written on real estate and I enjoy reading about it, but thank God for people like you that have, how many packages did you have? I asked you that last a couple weeks ago.
What loan programs? Yeah. Oh gosh. There's well over 100, 150 loan programs right now. Yeah.
So I come into you. This is my income. These are my plans. These are my goals.
Best way to do it.
This is my wife, soon to be my ex-wife. What do I do? So.
Yep. Come in. And the biggest thing I ask my clients is let's have a really open conversation because the more you tell me, the more I can help you. If you hide stuff from me and I find it out along the way, it always makes the transaction that much harder on you. Not me. I mean, it does make it harder on me because then I got to come back to you every 5 minutes and say, hey, I found this or I didn't find that. But the reality is it makes it harder for you as a buyer.
And you're going to keep it all confidential. But I do think they have to put all their cards on the table and say, look, this is what I think is going to happen. I'm going to keep my job, lose my job, I want to quit my job, all that stuff. And you put a package together for them.
Yeah.
They can.
And a lot of times we'll do two packages so they can side by side. So they can determine, is A or B better for you? Because at the end of the day, it's your money, it's your income, it's your payment. You have to feel comfortable about it.
We're with Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. You brought up a quick thing there, Jim. And, you know, obviously you work at a homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. And we always talk about that's a pretty steep slope as far as it's, you know, you lose your job in a couple of months.
Yes.
When people do lose their jobs, I mean, it's heartbreaking when some corporation, people have worked there for, 25 years, and boom, they are moving to Georgia.
No.
Okay, those kind of things. How close are people sometimes? How thin is the ice, I should say, with their employment versus their mortgage?
So, the employment is huge. It's so huge. Some people come in and they have 800 credit scores and a ton of money in the bank, and they're like, well, you should just give me a mortgage. But if the employment's not there, so the debt to income ratio is off, then you can't qualify.
Okay.
And so it really, the employment history and what you can use for income is very specific in mortgage. So again, like somebody thinks, this is always a great one. Somebody thinks, I make $30 an hour, I work 40 hours a week. And then I get their pay stubs and they work 25 on average because they took this vacation that they didn't get paid for, took that one. Yeah. So now I'm using the average and they're like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I work 40 hours a week. It's like, but you don't work 40 hours a week.
Right.
You feel like you do. What do you mean?
Yeah. But, so it's always good to just give everything right to your, because I always say it's as clear as mud. Mortgages are as clear as mud.
Yeah.
And they're as good as somebody explains them to you because they're confusing.
But you don't want to get into a bad mortgage. I mean, really, and that's why someone like you, you can say, this isn't really the program for you. Because I think everybody grew up thinking, 15-year fixed or 30-year fixed.
Oh,
but
yes.
There was a time, what was it, like 2008 or whatever, where friends of mine, they're like buying $400,000 houses. And I know they're making about $40,000 a year.
Yes.
That was so bizarre.
Hated it. I hated stated income, stated asset. I never got behind it.
See, and that was the right thing. That's the right thing to do is not get behind it.
Yep,
there's other programs out there.
We're going to start a quick break. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. This is interesting, fascinating stuff.
Good.
Stay with us.
Thanks.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of bug tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on an absolutely gorgeous Thursday. Once again, I'll be part of a book signing tonight on DePere. Farmers Market downtown at Boss's, right on the main street, right behind him there. Come on down. We got a host of local authors, Warren Gerds and Tony Walters and Joe Vertigan and the Flukies. So come on down. You want to meet some local authors and enjoy some cigars and learning about cigars with Mike Game from Lovely Cigars. But right now we're with Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. I mean, I might be a war buff and a sports nut and whatever, but this is fascinating stuff learning about this. So.
Good. Mortgages aren't that fun for people.
So. No, but you.
I love when I can try to make it.
Pull the curtain back.
Yeah. I love that I can try to bring some excitement to it.
And I think what I like about your company and what you bring to the party is options. Because I think people, they hear something from their friend and it's all of a sudden gospel. It's not. Go talk to Kristen.
Isn't that the truth, though?
Oh, man.
You take a friend who's like, whatever.
And what the hell do you know?
I got a buddy who says.
Right.
I always joke and say, the buddy at the bar.
Yes. Right.
The buddy at the bar told you that they got it this or they got it that. So, always double check.
Tell me how we get a hold of you. I want to go over that again because we did that last time and I did. So you've got a website, you've got a bricks and mortar facility, but not here.
Yes.
Right?
Okay, I do. But the easiest way to start contact is either to call or text me on my cell phone. So that's just 920-606-1156. And that's my business cell. And then or my website, which is ambosteam.com, www.ambosteam.com.
Give me your phone number one more time.
920-606-1156.
1156, John. So John always does this by Packer players.
Tommy Crutcher.
Yes.
Right? Never heard of either one of them, but I would rather 1156.
And Tommy Joe Crutcher.
Yeah.
Ty Detmer, is he a recent guy?
90s.
Seattle.
No. Green Bay.
Didn't he go to Seattle?
No.
Okay.
Went to Detroit.
All right.
No, that's fine.
That's where you lose me.
Yeah, I know, me too.
My husband could talk to you guys about this stuff all day long.
That's why I do every phone number. I remember by Packer numbers.
He does.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. It's a weird thing.
Okay, so things are so bizarre right now.
Yep.
Interest rates, and like Jim brought up a little while ago with the $25,000 thing, you know, I mean, it's become a political ingredient these days.
Yes.
But they say it's not.
The Federal Reserve has come out and said multiple times that they're not going to do anything to interfere with the election.
Right. But they're going to lower it next month.
But we've been...
six months ago, we've been saying for a year, after Labor Day, because
that's when people start paying attention to politics, after Labor Day. Nobody cares about it right now. They have the conventions, but really after Labor Day is when people are like, okay.
It makes me giggle. I don't know how many election cycles I've been in this business for, but it's been a lot of them. And somehow, miraculously, right around every election, no matter who's on the ticket.
Both parties, right? I know.
Both parties, all of a sudden.
I agree.
Gas gets cheaper, groceries get better, and rates get lower. So, whatever.
It is such a bizarre market these days. And Ben and Deanna, when we come in here, we talk about the current markets and everything. And everybody in real estate will say the same thing.
Yeah.
Things have flipped upside down in regards to there. We got lots and lots of people that want to buy houses.
Yes, you do.
But the supply is just not improving.
And that article that I was referencing today is is in the New York Times on the 22nd today, but you should take a look at that. But the guys are like, dwell on this. You know, the housing crunch has been well documented, but he really goes into the culprit of being too little housing. I mean, that period.
And that's nationwide.
Well, he talked about that. He has other areas where it's worse than others. But,
yes.
You know, it's not greed. It's like anything. I mean, anything with diamonds, you name it. Any commodity will go up with supply and demand. Apples. So, you know, we got to get. And then he does throw a little blame out there. Some of the.
Who does he blame?
He blames some of the builders for not taking more risk. And he blames some of the municipalities for having too strict zoning ordinances. Oh. But they've throttled back a lot.
Yeah. The zoning and the cost of developing in Wisconsin. I mean, I'm now just in Wisconsin, has been. A thorn in a lot of builder sites.
But these communities that are saying, you know what, this is all single family homes, we'll let you build a duplex. Some neighbors don't like that.
Yeah.
But they needed the housing. They wanted two houses instead of one. So you take this thing out or add on to it. And I don't know if I agree with that.
There's a lot of red tape on all of it.
But and then these whole subdivisions are, he has the numbers in here. I don't remember the article, but it's something worth reading. Everybody should read it, especially you being a mortgage lender.
For sure, thank you for bringing it up. I haven't seen it yet this morning, but I'll definitely read it.
Anyway, it's and he also, this isn't great, but he also, it's a long way coming out of it.
Well, that's what I say. What's the solution? Give a solution?
Yeah, he does, but it's not going to happen tomorrow.
No, in anything I'm reading, especially locally and talking to the, you know, Realtor Association and things like that where they're at the lobbying level.
Right.
It's all of 3 to 5 years for sure. This is going to happen for a while.
He goes a little bit further, but he talks about skittish builders.
Yep.
You know, like I just said, he talks about, you know, just, he lists some other problems, but, solutions, you know, you got to read that. It's a supply and demand and, but people are living a little bit different. I mean, there are some people who are going into these apartments that we're building, mm-hmm. some of them because they have to, other people because they want to. I mean, my wife talks about it all the time. She goes, when we get out of this house and. But I don't know. Anyway, it's interesting. But no matter what we do, we're going to need money. And that's where we come to you.
That's right. Money.
I love the fact, what did you say, 130 different options?
Yeah.
Or programs?
It's something like that. There's so many of them.
That's awesome.
And they're changing them all the time.
Right. And that's the other
thing. They bring up new products all the time.
That's what I mean. Are you guys having to adjust to, you know, what this guy's writing about?
So the difference between us and a bank a lot of times is because we're a mortgage bank, but not a depository bank.
Right.
And so a lot of people ask, like, what's the difference in that? One of those differences is because all we do is mortgage, we can offer a lot more product. Your local banks are great and have some really good mortgage products, but they can't be as expansive sometimes. Yeah. And so that's where, because that's all we focus on, is that we can be expansive in our products.
And you... That's your lane is residential. Like some of us like commercial, but you don't. And I think that makes you stronger.
2 to 4 unit. Yep. 2 to 4 unit is as high as we'll go as far as commercially type stuff.
And we've had, you know, Ben and Deanna, we talked about this about a year ago, maybe, you know, some places would get like 20 offers.
Yeah.
And they would say, okay, you can't have a contingency for inspection, yada, 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 yada. How are you guys willing to loan when somebody doesn't have like an inspection and things like that?
So as far as it is concerned in the state of Wisconsin, technically you do not need an inspection.
Right.
So that's something you can have. So lending will always be okay without it, unless the appraiser calls out foundation issues or something that's a true safety hazard to somebody. We want the property, but we want it solid. And so we may ask for an inspection on that. I'm an advocate. Like if you can get an inspection, listen, I know sellers don't love them, but then you turn around and ask a seller if they'd want to buy their next house without an inspection, and they would want one.
Yeah.
All right. We got to get to you. Stuff. You got so many things to offer.
I don't think there's ever been a time where you need a true professional for the biggest decisions of your life.
A lot of money.
Yes.
Kristen Amble.
Thank you guys
Point
so
Mortgage
much.
Corporation. One more time. I know the last two numbers, 1156.
No, I got it memorized.
Go
just
ahead.
Because I...
You did
it. 920-606-1156.
Yes, you got it.
You're
thank
awesome,
you so
Kristen.
Much. Thank Give me you. A text if you need anything.
Back right after this.
Thanks.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Thursday, final day of BNC coverage. Tonight is Kamala Harris's night. The Devil's Advocates will take you live to the United Center. You gotta listen.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know.
I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of the Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.